This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The heart of any fan is bound to make a loudly beating sound when fantasies of playing start to bloom inside that fan's full heart. It's playing with the pros, I mean, on pristine fields or ice that's clean, with refs and whistles cheering, too. If they can do it, why not you? For watching's cool, but playing, man, can you imagine? Some folks can. We'll start today's show with a wild tale set in the New Year's Eve just past. But don't worry, it's not R-rated. This one's okay for the kids. Better than okay. Actually, maybe even inspirational. Only a Game's Martin Kessler has the story.
This is a story about a guy you've probably never heard of. His name's George Alves.
Trust me, I'm not used to getting requests for interviews and stuff.
George is an equipment manager for the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes. It's a job you might call thankless. At the very least, it doesn't get him in front of many microphones. George is responsible for things like keeping players' skates sharp and their sticks taped. The Hurricanes' players seem to really love George. He's been working with the team for 13 years, and George loves his job.
You know, I like to serve people. Like, I enjoy being able to help the guys get ready for a game, whatever they might need.
In this past New Year's Eve, the Hurricanes players needed George to do something that's way outside his job description. He called his wife right away.
Even just thinking about it right now makes me a little emotional, because when my wife answered the phone, I said, honey, it's going to happen tonight. And I remember she said, she goes, are you kidding? Is this a joke? And and I said, no, honey, it's not a joke. This is happening.
What happened that night landed George on ESPN, CBS, and in the pages of Sports Illustrated. George is 37 years old. He grew up playing street hockey. His family didn't really have money for him to join organized teams. He played goalie for his middle school and high school, then enlisted in the Marines, which lacked a hockey team. During his 4 years of service, George met a woman from North Carolina. They got married. Then George enrolled at NC State and played for the club team. He spent the next few years after graduating suiting up for local minor league clubs like the Asheville Aces, the South Carolina Stingrays, and my personal favorite, the late Greenville Growl. That's Growl with three R's. It wasn't an easy time for George and his new wife. He wasn't making much money, and his chances of reaching the NHL were basically zero.
I wasn't a goalie that was sought after. I had no resume.
Then, 9 years ago, George and his wife had their first child. A minor league hockey salary was no longer an option.
You know, I just looked at it as in, I need to do something to support a family, and that was going to be hard to do, bouncing around in the minors and trying to continue to chase the dream.
So George embraced a new dream. Instead of minding the net, he would mind the locker room, and the laundry, and the gear. He got a job as an equipment manager with a minor league team, and worked his way up to his current gig with the Hurricanes. Turned out the job came with a pretty cool perk.
You know, whenever they needed a goalie in practice, I'd fill in and give the guys a chance or someone else to shoot on.
So even though George stopped playing competitively almost a decade ago, he still tries to stay in shape. And the team asked him to keep his gear with him on the road. On New Year's Eve, that turned out to be a really good thing, because a few hours before the team's game that night in Florida, George got a call from one of Carolina's assistant general managers. The backup goalie was sick. Now, Carolina's starting goalie was perfectly healthy, and you only need one goalie to play a hockey game. But the NHL has a rule that teams must always dress a backup. There wasn't time for the Hurricanes to call up one of their prospects from a minor league affiliate. So George Alves, equipment manager, was going to dress for an NHL game. Maybe now you can understand why George is so emotional when he thinks back on that phone call telling his wife about the opportunity.
I'm just thinking about, you know, how much I appreciate her. You know, just all the sacrifices she went through as far as me chasing a dream and trying to even play in the minor leagues. To have that feeling of telling her after all these years of you putting up with me and kind of not telling me, hey, this is never going to happen for you, babe. Let's move on with your life. She never did that. And so it was really, it was really great to be able to call her and say, hey, you know, it's happened and thank you. And she was obviously going to be the first person that I called.
Then he called his brothers, other family members and friends, and got ready. He was given a jersey with his name on it. He signed a contract for $500 using his finger on an iPhone. But while George was getting ready to fill in as backup goalie, there was no backup equipment manager, so George stuck to his regular duties. During the game, he perched himself on the bench near the tunnel to the locker room. And while his teammates were on the ice, George, in his full goalie pads, sharpened skates and fetched sticks. But toward the end of the game, with the Hurricanes trailing the Lightning 3-1, George turned his full attention to the ice.
And it's funny because I kept on looking up at the clock and thinking to myself, this whole thing is almost over. This was such a great opportunity. It's almost over. And as the seconds were ticking away at the end of the game there, it started heading down the tunnel. And that's when I heard my name. And I was like, someone needs something. And I see Coach pop his head over and he's like, get your gear on. And then it was weird because I was like, I thought the game was over. I didn't hear the buzzer, but I was like, I thought it was over.
George had already started packing up his stuff, but play had stopped for icing, and there were still 7.6 seconds left. The Hurricanes' starting goalie told George to hurry up and get out on the ice. After all, they do pay people to handle the equipment. One of George's coworkers fetched his mask from where he'd left it down the hallway.
You know, he handed me my mask and said to me, you know, you've waited for this your whole life. Enjoy it. And so then, you know, I put my mask on and one of the referees, he came over and he gave me a tap on the back and kind of, and I think what he said to me in my ear was, hurry up and get in there. And and I was like, oh, yeah, this is taking way too long.
The TV announcers were less concerned about the delay.
George Elms coming in the game, and this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
George skated over to the net.
I remember thinking to myself, don't stretch when you get to the net. It's only 7 seconds. Don't stretch. You're going to look stupid. And thinking in my head, I'm like, I can't believe it. I'm actually in an NHL game.
Then he heard the announcer call his name.
And I remember thinking at that moment, too, all these people are wondering, who is George Alves? Like, what just happened? Who is this guy?
The ref dropped the puck. It stayed on the other end of the ice, about as far from George as possible. George Alves, equipment manager, finished his NHL debut with 0 saves and 0 goals allowed in 7.6 seconds of play. Despite their team's loss, Hurricanes players stayed on the ice after the buzzer to celebrate with George. They made sure he got the game puck. When George got to his phone, he had more than 100 messages. He called his wife.
I mean, she was so excited, so happy. She told me about, you know, them watching it on TV. With there being 7 seconds left, a lot of people probably would change the channel by that point. And I kind of expected her to do the same. I mean, not in a bad way, but, you know, I was like, okay, she probably didn't even see it. It happened so quickly. But no, she was telling me that she saw that I was going to grab a stick. And even though that was my job, she realized it was my stick. And she was like, oh, my God, it's his stick. He's grabbing his stick. He's going in. So I wish I had video of that.
The Hurricanes' regular backup goalie is now healthy. George's 15 minutes of fame lasted 7.6 seconds. And George Alves is perfectly happy with that.
I'm not a National Hockey League goalie, but I am, in fact, an equipment manager, and I love coming to work every day, and that's what I do, that's what I love to do, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
That's Carolina Panthers equipment manager George Alves speaking with Only a Game's Martin Kessler. You can find pictures of George Alves sharpening his teammate skates in his goalie gear at onlyagame.org.